What's good, everyone? It's Jackie Chow.
And this is James DeLacy.
And you're listening to This Week in Digital Marketing. All right, James, what is new? We're back in our routine.
We are. We finally got two in a row. How was the last pod received?
I have no idea. I don't even check. But I think it was decent. A couple hundred views. Let me check the podcast platform, too.
Let's see. Yeah, 253.
Yeah, that's decent.
That's not bad. First one back.
Yeah, decent.
I've been doing pretty much similar things. Actually, I think I mentioned on the previous podcast, I'm not sure, but I did the promotion of the YouTube videos based on Craig Campbell's recent live stream where he was saying he was getting 3,000 to 4,000 subscribers spending $50. You're doing the math.
Really? Yeah. No way. It's got to be third world countries then. It's impossible.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. So I was like, I'll just test it for myself. So right now I've spent $33 on my video and I've targeted the big five plus South Africa and Poland because I just have a lot of customers and leads from Poland. And I've got 46,000 impressions, 853 views on my video. So people clicking on it and 80 subs. So that's not bad for $33.
That's decent.
Yeah.
Decent. I think only thing to take note of is when I do those, what tends to happen is it skews towards the cheaper countries. So like most of your reach will go to Poland and South Africa.
Yeah.
That's I'm pretty sure it's like going to be like 90% those guys. Cause that's just what happens.
I think I need to check in my Google Ads platform to actually see. I don't even know if they'll tell me.
Yeah, but that's interesting. I kind of want to get back into the newsletter business. I don't know though. Fuck, that was a bitch and a half. I mean, obviously, my newsletter is still running. I don't know, just something to do, man. We're onboarding like more partners right now, but it's pretty much on autopilot. Like, I don't have to do much anymore, so I'm not too worried about that.
Then, what do you mean by going back into it if it's still running?
Oh, like going harder into it. Sorry, my sub level is. Let me see. I think it's been at like 25K for the last couple months, mostly because the churn that I get from just operating a newsletter is covered by my daily videos where people sign up to get the worksheets.
Notion templates and stuff, right?
Yeah. So that's how it's covered. But besides that, it's literally relatively stable. I don't know. What do you think? Because a lot of people went into newsletters. I don't know much people who are keeping up with it. There's like Niche Site Lady. There's like Niche Twins that are still doing it.
Are you going to potentially sell it?
No. It's just, I don't think they're really making a full-time like living off of it.
Yeah, I can imagine it's harder now because remember back in when the Niche Site Gold Rush was going, every man and his dog was advertising on those newsletters.
Yeah. Those were the good old times. Remember when we used to get ads, like fucking podcast ads? Guys, if you guys want to advertise on this podcast, let us know. Without advertising, it's fine. Like, obviously, we'll plug Advise. Like, guys, go join Advise down in the link down below. And an exclusive discount. You only get the discount if you listen to the pod. It's nowhere else. Get the discount, sign up for the link down below, and get on it. Because we're closing the doors soon.
How close are you?
We are like 10 to 15 people off, depending on churn levels, right? And a fuck ton of people signed up today because I keep updating the local SEO SOP/course. Dude, that's a bitch and a half to write because I'm handwriting it. I'm not using ChatGPT or anything. That's a bitch and a half.
Yeah, as you should handwrite it. Imagine if you just released a full ChatGPT local course.
Yeah, I guess. But dude, it's way harder than it looks. And then after I write the text, I have to go in and then film like a video on it. Like, so I just walk people through it. I don't know. I've just never done it. It seems like such a waste of time.
So for people listening with all the memberships and communities going on, what percentage of churn are you currently seeing then?
Churn? Let me see. I got the number right here. I think it's like 12%.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. Dude, people are crazy in there. It's great. there's like some straight killers last month. Like, dude, oh, there was this one guy from Gumroad, the CEO of Gumroad. Did you see the tweet?
Show me.
Like, yeah. So the CEO of Gumroad bought 10% of smallbets.com. I don't know if you heard of them. They're like an entrepreneur membership community on Twitter. And they bought 10% for $500K. So it's a $5 million business. And they're a one-time payment membership company. Whereas we're a recurring revenue company. Mm-hmm. And I think we do more revenue than them, right? As of like last month. But
damn.
So I reached out. I was like, yo, you want to buy at... because obviously I'd be crazy not to sell it at 10x annual revenue. That's nuts. So like based off of our current run rate, it'd be worth 3 million. So we'd sell 10% at 300K. But then they came back to me. The CEO of Gumroad responded very quickly. He was great. Straight to the point. Wasn't unfriendly, but wasn't completely friendly. He's like, not a fit. Looking to invest in something where it's someone's primary focus. Which, you know me, dude. I'm not focusing on jack shit. Like, like, why would I focus on something? That's crazy, right?
Yeah. We're about spreading ourselves too thin. That's the name of the game, right?
Yeah. But dude, if I didn't spread myself too thin, would I even have this opportunity to begin with? Would I have partnerships? Would I have...
Exactly.
I don't know. We don't know.
Dude, are you seeing affiliate pop off this month? My affiliate conversions are going absolutely fucking nuts these first 3 days of May.
What do you mean? For which, for like Amazon or for...
No, not supplements, Amazon, other stuff. Just other stuff.
Is it popping off? Shit, I don't know.
Fuck, it's popping
Maybe,
off.
Maybe payday?
Payday? I don't know why it's popping off. Maybe. But it's a good sign.
I'm looking at it. It's pretty stagnant because I do the daily Amazon ones, right? Pretty stagnant for me. Must be nice though. I did hear in the advice community, if you remember what Dan said, he said...
That his rankings are starting to pop up?
Yeah. He said huge bump site-wide in rankings as of today. As of 2 hours ago. So
let me have a little look.
Yeah, but then he said something of nothing is still nothing. So I guess he got clapped, but I think yeah, it is what it is. Fuck it, man.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm going all into video anyway. I actually edited one of my videos the other day, and I published it yesterday morning. It's got 600 and something views today. All organic, and it's starting to spread. So I'm just going hard on the video, man. Like, whatever it takes to make it work. And also, my wife was telling me yesterday, Instagram announced that they're going to start pushing smaller accounts as part of the algorithm.
Was this smaller accounts? I thought they were pushing like user, like actually generated content, not like aggregators. Did you see that news as well?
I think it was
like people reposting shit won't get as much reach anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that, but I guess that's good for you though. It's good for you.
Yeah, you're not.
But does that fucking clap reaction videos? Do you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of reaction people out there.
There are. But that would be considered unique still, especially if you've got your head over it and you're talking.
Yeah, maybe. Speaking of which, you should totally do reaction videos.
I am. On YouTube, they pop off.
Yeah? Dude, how do you film them? I was thinking about doing that for SEO.
I just do it with ScreenPal. I just screen record the thing and then have me there and I just play it through, pause it, talk, and then that my best performing videos, like one I did on April 2nd, 1,400 views.
What?
And then that,
what is it titled?
Exercise Scientist Reacts to XYZ Fighter's Strength and Conditioning. And then I just, all my other ones, like, depends on the video, 184, 341, 670 something, 1,300. Yeah, it's just, I think it just depends on the fighter that I break down. But it's like literally the same formula title for every single one. I just use a power word in there, reacts, critiques, dismantles, you know, that kind of shit. And then
Yeah. Okay.
And it's such
like, I wonder if I should just do SEO reaction videos and test that out. What would you react
to? Twitter.
I don't know. Tweets? Tweets? Yeah, you could. Other videos? I think tweets would be pretty good.
Dude, you could easily do it. Dude, that would pop off. You just gotta make the title catchy enough and it'll pop off.
You think the title of a short is pretty important?
Wait, you're talking about shorts? You're talking about shorts, oh, you want to do it on short form. Okay. No. But yeah, and for your short form, you could definitely do that. If you're doing long form, then you would have to do the title. But for short form, I just use I film myself with the what do you call those things? Teleprompter on the phone. They have the app mm-hmm. that just overlays it. I record that and then I have whatever in the background, then I just overlay my video and then just remove the mm-hmm. background and then I'm in front of it.
Mm.
Well, and I just do that on CapCut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you have to have a green screen though, right?
No, you don't have to.
No?
CapCut does it for you. So what you do is you have a tweet, right? You screenshot the mm-hmm. tweet you want to react to. You add that as your video on CapCut, template it in the 9x16, and mm-hmm. then the video you recorded of yourself reacting to it, you go overlay and you add that video as an overlay, and then you remove mm-hmm. the background, and then it's just you. And then you're overlay mm-hmm. over the picture of the tweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've been doing a couple of those, just breaking down certain things on my Instagram as well. That, like, in terms of low effort stuff, reaction videos are so much easier, like the easiest content to create.
Really?
Like, you don't have to think. You don't, like, if I'm going to create like an informational reel, even informational long form, I got to sit there and maybe put something together so I have some notes or whatever else. But for the reaction videos, you literally just fucking talk over mm-hmm. what's happening or what's there. And you can pump, like, with those long form ones, I'll pump out 2 or 3 in a row and then that's like real simple. Mm-hmm. You should have different jobs.
But I gotta be like hella controversial, right? To get views. Like, I gotta fucking dunk on people.
Well, the best thing is, most of the tweets are already controversial. So you don't even have to dunk on them. You just kind of, you can respectfully give your views because they're probably gonna differ anyway.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Probably. Yeah, I should try that. I should try. Ah, fuck.
Like, because yeah, how many people are currently posting like links don't matter or Google ignores spammy links and shit like that? You can literally react to that. Mm-hmm. And if you have case studies or data or whatever it is, you can show that, like, that's a legit reaction video there.
Mm-hmm. yeah I should try it. That's a good idea. Fuck.
And you can have your
I don't hook. Even have to edit it. That's the thing. I don't even have to edit it.
Yeah, exactly. Have your hook on screen. Here's why.
Yeah, what would be the hook? Oh yeah,
here's why you're wrong about this. I wish I knew this before, blah blah blah. They lied to us. Here's XYZ or something like that. Just all those, like, or they stole my whatever else. Just something real, something that brings people in that's super clickbaity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The hardest thing, though, that I've been finding is
mm-hmm.
you figure out the written hook, and then you gotta start going down the road of having a visual hook to start. And you're like, oh, goddamn, it's another thing to think about.
What's a visual hook?
So just something in the first part of the video that will bring people in. I don't know. Could be a bunch. Like, depends what the video is about, really. You know, but it could be. Oh,
fair enough. That,
I don't know what that would be.
Fine. Yo, I have a hypothesis on a partnership thing.
What do you mean?
So recently, like, I think I know why certain partnerships pop off and why certain ones don't. Yep. So I think if there's a mismatch in technologies used for, like, the site, for example, like, if the main site is built on Webflow and then the subdirectory is built on WordPress, it's not possible. But I think if there's a mismatch in tech, I don't think the one that comes later will rank, because that's what I'm seeing right now. Whereas, for example, if we partner up with the Shopify web store, and then we're posting affiliate sites onto their Shopify blog.
Yeah.
I think that what I'm seeing right now is it ranks fully, like, easily. I don't know. Are you seeing something similar? Because you have some partnerships going right now.
I have a
right
small too, sample right? size and I'm seeing the opposite.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I'm seeing the opposite. So my best performing one currently,
mm-hmm.
the main site's on BigCommerce. And the blog is on a subdomain on WordPress. And it's,
but it's subdomain, right? It's subdirectory.
Blog.site.com. So that's, I don't know if that's different. I'm also publishing on a Shopify blog that's doing well. I'm also publishing on a site that's on WordPress already, on the blog that's already there. That one's doing pretty well. And then the big travel site that I'm partnering with soon will be on WordPress. So I'll be on WordPress as well.
Yeah. Dude, oh yeah, we should talk about, all right, what do you think is going to happen in 2 days? May 5th, Parasite SEO Armageddon.
Yeah, no, nothing. Nothing's going to happen.
You think absolutely nothing's going to happen? Really? No, come on.
I think it's going to be...
They're going to make an example out of someone. It's got to be like Outlook India or something like that, right?
It's going to be a revolving door of another Parasite.
I'm so excited to see what's going to happen, though.
Yeah. Okay, now the question becomes, say they do go in and they start absolutely fucking reaming Outlook India, Dallas News, etc. Do you think a niche site pops up in that space?
No, absolutely not. Niche site is fucked forever, dude.
So then what goes in that space? Just an e-commerce store?
Maybe. Or like, I think it'll be, okay, I think a good example, I think they've been testing it, is if you Google best CBD oil, most parasites are removed from those queries. Or any query that I've talked about in the past, like best online casino.
Dude, they've just ranked Healthline number one, and then Healthline CBD page number two, because they have nothing else to fucking rank there. Well,
yeah, okay, but then
New York Mag, that's going to be Parasite, right? Well, I guess
no,
they're doing
it's not.
Their own Parasite.
They're not. They're the partnership, strategist. Maybe.
Gotcha. Then Ecom, Medical News Today, Forbes, which is informational, Chicago Magazine. That looks like a Parasite post. Observer, that's definitely a Parasite post.
It's not.
It's not? Like, sponsored content on Chicago.
Oh, is it? Chicago is.
Chicago Mag. And Observer sponsored.
Yeah, so it's like, it's less than before.
Yep, definitely.
You know what I mean? So I think it's a good indicator of, I think where we're going to land is anything that's labeled a guest post is clapped, and then it's just going to be partnership sites or in-house subdirectors.
Dude, I saw something the other day. It's like, it's exactly what's going to, this is going to be the new meta for SEO, right? You're talking about partnerships on the similar line. I'm just seeing personal trainer websites ranking now for all this affiliate shit. People with just personal training studios that either someone's probably come and approached them about posting content or whatever. Yeah. But I saw this one site and it's like the most bare bones personal trainer website. And then it has like all these best pre-workout shit. And it's like a ranking. Mm-hmm. It's like DR. I don't know. It's like in the single digit DRs or something. But it was like ranking for like best pre-workout for XYZ. People, it's just going to get absolutely spammed to death on legitimate businesses now instead of just niche blogs.
Yeah, but do you think, will they be able to figure that out, or is it going to be like a manual effort like now where they go
why, if it's a personal trainer blog, right, why would it need a manual action if the post is best
like fucking AI generated or some shit? I don't know,
but they don't give a shit about AI content.
Well, they're going to, they care when it's me, so fuck me. Like, what do you mean?
They just care that it's you. They don't care that it's AI content.
You think so? That's fucked, man.
You're saying, right? Like, if personal trainer site is posting my best pre-workouts, that's relevant to their business. Maybe they want to recommend for their clients. So why would they go into manual action that?
Yeah, I guess so. That's fucking annoying, though.
It is annoying.
It's fucking annoying. Interesting.
But yeah, I'm seeing a bunch of businesses and stuff, like just real random small businesses, just start having affiliate content. And they're probably people that listen to this pod or listen to you or something, and then just started partnering with these random ass little studios.
Yeah, and as they should. It's like the only thing that's working right now.
It is the only thing that's working.
It's everything else is clapped. What else are you going to do? I guess you could do rank and rents, but rank and rent, the ceiling is so low. At 10K a month, it's good money. No one's going to complain about 10K a month. But then you have to manage like 10 to 20 clients at 10K a month. What a bitch.
No.
Fuck me, dude. Fuck me. Fuck that. Yeah, I don't know.
And you're managing 10 to 20 sites doing that too, right?
Yeah, but that's easy because it's just a rank and rent.
Yeah.
It's like, it's much easier than an affiliate site. I don't know. I think we'll see where we end up. I don't have a fucking horse in this race. With the rank and rents, because everything I'm doing is just for fun, and if it ranks, and I know for a fact you can make money with this, it's just.
Do you think they'll clap local?
Local, no, no. Local's been the same algo for like too long. It's like the same thing. I know it hasn't changed in 5 years for sure.
Damn. You think they'd like get in potentially too much trouble if they start clapping small businesses?
Yeah, dude. Imagine the headlines. Imagine the headlines. Imagine they clap like
Jimmy's Plumbing.
Yeah, Jimmy's like the hard blue collar jobs, like true Americans, and then they clap them. Like, are you joking? Because they used the wrong SEO agency or some shit like that. Nah, the headline's too fucked. I think they might clap Rank and Rents though. Like exact match Rank and Rents. Like how I do physioeastvancouver.com. I don't know if that'll rank for that long. Because as of right now, we rank like three of the top four. It's fucking crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. Something like that, dude. I think. But local's nice and easy. We'll see.
Is there a way you could do local but affiliate? I was thinking about this the other day. Like, what if you did, like, say you were like a local precious metals store, quote unquote, but then you send them affiliate to Gold IRA office?
You could, but then precious metals, these motherfuckers trying to buy, like, they're trying to pawn off like their grandma's gold to you and stuff.
Yeah,
you can get calls and stuff. I think there might be something like that. I think people do that for dispensaries already in Canada. Yeah, that fully works. Yeah.
Right. But they send them to an affiliate link.
No, it just goes to their online store. They don't own like a, how do I say it? They don't own a storefront. This is just online, like, store.
Dispensary, Vancouver, whatever. And then .com, and they go to that. And that either redirects to their online store, or it's a landing page that takes them to their online store when they go to check out.
Correct. Oh. Yeah. Exactly. Nice and easy, dude. Nice and easy.
Yeah, I was going to say. Because that seems a little bit easier than trying to compete on the main service for those hugely, well, stuff you can't rank for with a niche site anyway. Maybe you're local and send it that way.
Yeah. But we'll see. So I've been, I don't know, are you following along the advice community with like the Secret channel?
Yep.
Are you seeing the experiments I'm trying to run?
Yep.
Dude, what do you think? too risky or fuck it? I think it's pretty risky.
Fuck it. Risky, but fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. it's so fun.
Well, okay. The real risk is if it makes it. If it makes it, then that's
like
the
risk. If it works. I mean, the risk is not on my side. It'll be on Google's side, right? Well, dude, it's starting to work.
The risk
work,
is on
think,
your
man.
Side.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but dude, I think it's starting to work, bro. I think this is like a pretty good experiment. And I think what happens at the end of it is I have a great story to tell on this site, and I can take the learnings from here and apply it elsewhere on my larger sites that got clapped that are like six figures a month that are down the drain. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think in that sense, it might be worth the trouble. I don't know. What do you think? Still too risky? I should shut the hell up, right? I should shut my mouth, I think, maybe.
Yeah, you've got Google spies listening to you on this too.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. Probably. And it's as if I didn't learn my lesson the first time too. Fuck, I'm so...
You're going to fly too close to the sun, bro.
Yeah, story of Icarus. Yeah. Anyways, guys, to the listeners, I'm heading to Toronto. So if any of you guys are in Toronto, let's do a meetup. I think we got like four or five confirmed in the advice community. Dude, I'm going to come to Austin and we're going to do the same thing as well.
Dude, you better come. When are you going to come to Austin?
I'm trying to pencil it in, but fuck, dude, this year is kind of crazy. Janice and I are like planning our wedding and shit.
Yeah, make it next year then, because we got our second baby during September, October. So.
Yeah. Okay. yeah. Next year for sure. So that's a long ass time. Google might not even be around. I might not even be around, dude. I might just be clapped to oblivion.
Yeah, but you'll be retired, so you have as much time as you need. You can just come by this way and do the meetup and shit. We still got video we're gonna do, video SEO. There's still all the socials, there's all the funnels. I've been rebuilding all my funnels out and getting those going, adding bonuses to try and improve conversion rates and shit. Like my Facebook ads currently, like this month, what am I at?
Spending... Are you buying followers or page likes?
No, fuck, I ain't doing their Facebook page shit. Fuck that. I'm actually going straight creative into opt-in page, into one-time offer stuff. So everyone's on my email list and they get my membership and shit. But click-through rates right now between 4 and 6.25%. I was like, that's not bad. I'm testing different creatives and shit into different lookalike cold audiences. And it's costing right now between like 44 and 74 cents a click, which I think it's okay. It's just now I'm just trying to get more conversions on the back end because my ROAS, I mean, I'm negative on the ROAS, but I'm just testing as many creatives and shit as I can and try and get this thing profitable because fuck me, it's a mission.
Yeah. Fuck, I think, why can't you, maybe it's harder because like, that? I was trying to think, like, why don't you do the advise community idea in fitness or something like that?
Well, I've got like, my memberships.
Yeah, but then...
But what do you mean, though?
Like, the funnel, how I see our current funnel for the advise community goes like this. It's like Twitter. Maybe they've seen my shit posts on Twitter before. Yep. And then they see me on YouTube. They click a video. And then they see me eat creatine. And they see see me like dunking on fucking white hat SEOs. Maybe they like that. And then I start pushing like the community as like a way to chat. But all the value is on YouTube. Like they can, if they don't want to pay for anything, they still get the value. Yeah. The upsell is the community. And then the final upsell is like partnerships, local SEO partnerships, so on and so forth. I think that's like my current funnel. Is there a way for you to do like an upsell after the membership that you can, like
above the like it depends ticket, on the,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. On the main fitness site right now, I've built in a funnel that's like, programs, meal plans, one-on-one coaching, high ticket. So that's the funnel I'm running now. I just created recently that I'm trying to push through Twitter, Twitter leads. With the membership itself, we're trying to figure out, like, because this membership was smaller, still very small, we're trying to, like, almost rebrand the position of the site, not in terms of actual, like, brand, not in terms of design, but kind of reposition what products go where. So right now I started targeting busy dads because on Twitter that's just, like, it's a fucking massive market on Twitter. So started going down that road. Now I'm thinking, like, okay, do I need to now tailor move the website to like busy dads, busy mums, and then the membership being more towards maybe competitive strength athletes, because that's kind of what the bread and butter is in the app. Or do we make the app, I don't know, we're just still trying to figure a lot of that out. So right now I'm trying to sell more one-off stuff, and then because the memberships tend to do really well through email, from past experience, like as soon as I start running sales, like get heaps and heaps of conversions in there. So for me it's like, if I can just get leads into my email list, hit them with one-time offers through a funnel, even if they don't get it, I know I can potentially convert them later on through the email list into the membership. So that's like, for combat sports, that's kind of like the main play there. For the, the high ticket stuff, potentially with that one-on-one stuff. And combat sports, no, because fighters are poor as shit. So there's not much high ticket there. But I'm potentially collabing on a course. With another coach research that will probably offer as an upsell to the current funnel, and then still have the membership on the back end too. Which, since I've started posting on YouTube and Instagram like way harder, it just started trending up like a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, sweet. I just need to keep doubling down on YouTube and Instagram, and my membership should just keep pushing up.
Yeah. Dude, I noticed you switched your picture for your Twitter. Is it because like people want to follow people instead of like a alias?
I wanted to try and make it more personal.
That's a good idea. I think that would work well, actually.
I think so I'm just trying to fuck, and dude, Hype Fury fucking pissed me off so much, man. Like, so many technical bullshit errors and stuff all the time. So I canceled that today. I'm gonna get on Tweet Hunter and then just start.
Yo, use my affiliate code, bro.
I've already used my dude's affiliate code.
That's messed up. All right, whatever. Yeah, fuck it, man. It is what it is. All right, yo. Let's cut it.
Yep, let's do it.
Good fun, man. Guys, go sign up for the advice community. Let me tell you the exact number of people in right now, and then I'll tell you how many people can join. Trust me, I won't even mention the coupon code because it'll be down in the description on YouTube. if you're on Spotify or like the podcast playing platforms, it should be in the notes somewhere, but just go on YouTube and find it. It's the only place where you get a discount. And yep. I know you cheap fucks. It's a lifetime discount as well. It's huge. All right. So we have 335 active subscribers. In 15 subscribers, we're going to close the doors, like full stop. All right. That's Damn. It, guys. It was fun, James.
Yeah.
We'll chat next week, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Take it easy, dude.